Experts said the world faces a 50% chance of a nuclear, biological, chemical, or radiological attack over the next 5 years. And the report estimated the risk of a weapons of mass destruction attack as high as 70% in the next 10 years. It said the risks of bio or chemical attacks are comparable or slightly higher than the risk of a nuclear attack, but it found a significantly higher risk of a radiological attack, a so-called dirty bomb. The House today again approved a constitutional amendment that would let Congress outlaw flag burning. This is the seventh time since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that burning the flag is constitutionally protected free speech that the House has approved this amendment. The vote, 286 to 130, more than the two-thirds majority needed to send the measure to the Senate. Supporters say the amendment reflects increased patriotism after 9/11. Opponents argue the amendment would infringe on the free speech the flag stands for and open the door on further limiting the First Amendment. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it was last considered 5 years ago. Both supporters and opponents say the new 4-seat Republican gain in the elections last year brings the amendment very close to getting the approval it needs for the Senate. It would then go to the states for ratification. Four suicide car bombs rocked western Baghdad in a suburb today, killing 23 people. The first two went off in front of restaurants. The third bomber apparently drove into a bus station. The fourth attack targeted an Iraqi army patrol. That blast killed at least four bystanders. The International Whaling Commission urging Japan to drop plans to more than double the number of whales it hunts yearly for scientific research, saying the Japanese don't need to kill the whales to study them. The nations voted 30-27 for an Australian resolution that said Japan's plan should be withdrawn unless the new research can be conducted without killing the whales. This is Air America Radio News.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similisan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similisan stimulates your eyes' natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similisan.
Similisan.
Similisan means healthy relief. Similisan dry eye relief at retailers everywhere.
Sweet! I've been waiting for lunch all day!
Me too! Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way!
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way!
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way!
Aww! More Ovaltine, please!
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
This is Rachel Maddow. Today the House votes to ban the desecration of the flag that stands for our right to desecrate anything we want. House Republicans announced that they're dropping privatization from their Social Security bill, and instead they'll just fillet the program with a chainsaw. And Progress for America starts its attack ads on the Supreme Court fight that hasn't technically started yet. The first targets, those well-known Supreme Court candidates, Harry Reid and Howard Dean. Tune in for your morning injection of fast, real-air American news on Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight on this 52nd day since the Times of London reported on the existence of minutes of a meeting conducted by the highest in the highest levels of the Blair government, wherein was it was discussed the plans by the Bush crime family to wage an illegal and immoral war based on nothing but fabrications and lies. 52 days since those meetings, the minutes of those meetings, were revealed in the so-called Downing Street memos. Now, because of Bush's lying, murderous action, hundreds of Americans have been killed. Approximately 1,750 is about the official Defense Department total. Dead American soldiers. However, thousands of additional U.S. soldiers have had their legs blown off and their arms blown off and their fingers and hands blown off and their eyes blown out and permanent psychological damage done to them, not to mention the fact that when some of these soldiers come back and try to have children, they're going to have hideously deformed children because of the use of depleted uranium. This all thanks to George W. Bush. In addition, tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including an uncounted number of Iraqi babies and two-year-olds and three-year-olds and five-year-olds and seven-year-olds who only wanted to be with their mommies and daddies and whose major crime was they lived in Iraq, they also have been murdered by the United States of America. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 52 on the front page of every newspaper? Why is this not the lead story in every single freaking newscast on every single corporate news outlet, television, cable, whatever hell it, the hell it is, huh? Why isn't the crack United States media demanding the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney when, in fact, after all, they are war criminals? They're war criminals. They're like Martin Bormann. They're like Hermann Goering. They're like Adolf Hitler. Now, somebody try to bust my ass for making a Nazi comparison. Go ahead. These people are war criminals. Let me ask you something. Seriously, if the Republican-controlled United States House of Representatives can pass an amendment, as they did today, to the U.S. Constitution that stops people from burning the flag, can they also pass a constitutional amendment that stops Republicans from urinating on the Constitution? Is that possible? Okay. No more flag burning, according to the U.S. House. Of course, this is a constitutional amendment. It's never going to go anywhere. But this is what Republicans do. The posturing, the jive, talking turkey nonsense in the U.S. House. I'm going to stop them from burning the flag. Can you stop peeing on the Constitution, you thugs? Can you? Does that take a constitutional amendment, or can you white males just keep your pants zipped up. Can you do that? You know, go pee in the bathroom. Go out behind the Capitol building. I know a lot of you from the South. I know what you do. You step out the back door and pee. Can you do that? Can you aim it away from the U.S. Constitution? We'll have more to say about that a little bit later tonight. Matter of fact, very quickly. But right before the program, one of our listeners sent this in to me. You know, it was just a week and a half ago that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the feds, the great states' rights, Confederate States of America-led federal government, can block doctors in the various states from prescribing marijuana for medical use. Well, guess what? Federal agents today arrested a doctor from, well, the name of the town is Cool. Cool, California. Is it California? Dr. Marion Fry and her husband were arrested by agents from the DEA and the Western El Dorado County Narcotics Enforcement Task Force this morning. A U.S. attorney there announced a federal grand jury had indicted the couple on marijuana-related charges. Is this the first? Maybe not, but this is the first one since U.S. Supreme Court ruled, I think. Fry and her husband each face one count of conspiracy to distribute at least 100 marijuana plants and one count of manufacturing at least 100 marijuana plants. Now, the charges are felonies, and if they're convicted, this doctor and her husband could be sentenced up to 40 years in prison and a fine of up to $2 million. Dr. Fry and her husband, Dale Schaefer, appeared in federal court and were released on $25,000 bond. I'm not trying to advise Dr. Fry or her husband, but were this me, I'd be gone. Now, this is not the first time Dr. Fry has been raided. She says that in 2001, federal agents raided her office and confiscated medical files of 6,000 patients. No, they didn't file any charges against her then. Dr. Fry started prescribing marijuana after she underwent a mastectomy and chemotherapy for cancer. Hey, you Republican white male bastards in Washington, have you ever had a mastectomy? How about if you have a testicle-ectomy? What do you call it, Kathy? A testicular removal. What if some of you guys get testicular cancer and your doctor says, you know, Mr. White Male Southern member of the United States House, I've got something that'll ease the pain and vomiting you're going through, but it's called marijuana and you dumb bastards ruled against it. Sorry. Take a couple of aspirin and call me in the morning. California voters passed the state's medical marijuana law in 1996. And under that law, people with medical conditions were allowed to grow or obtain marijuana for personal consumption as long as they had a doctor's written or oral recommendation. Who gave Rush Limbaugh the written or oral recommendation that that piggly bastard could stuff his gullet with OxyContin? Oh, that's right. He doctor shopped. And when that wasn't enough to satisfy the cretin's hunger, he sent his housekeeper out to do drug deals on the street. Pig man, you're going down. In the meantime, a doctor and her husband are facing 40 years in prison for prescribing marijuana to her patients. And this is only one marijuana prison story. Out of thousands, tens of thousands. Do you know how many people are in federal lockup or state prisons because of marijuana charges? Marijuana charges. Marijuana charges. So the Republican-controlled pee on the Constitution, U.S. House of Representatives passed their flag-burning amendment today. 286 to 130. God, how many Republicans or Democrats went along with that, huh? Not that many. Maybe, what, 40? What do you want to bet? They're all from the South. The supporters of this crank legislation in the House said they're real optimistic that since the Republicans gained four seats in last November's election in the Senate, that it just might pass after four failed attempts since 1989. Yeah, okay. Well, we were watching C-SPAN today, and we heard an exchange that had to do with this particular amendment. Somebody tried to add an amendment to the amendment, but you got to hear this. We'll play it for you as soon as we come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides them much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting, you can do it. With the click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Question. What has four legs, eight cylinders, and a box set of the 100 greatest road songs? Answer.
Well, hello.
The Gecko Mobile. Fasten your seatbelts, America. Geico is proud to present the Gecko. And he's headed your way.
Come see the Gecko, appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair June 23rd through 26th. Yes, the Gecko from Geico will be there in person to say hello, give away free gifts for the kids, and give you a chance to spin the Gecko wheel for a special prize. He may be small, but he's the biggest name in car insurance savings. And he'll be appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair at the Meadowlands Sports Complex from June 23rd through 26th. So look for him. He'll be looking for you.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
No less a right winger than Roger Pilon, who is the founder and director of the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies, went on the record today. Pilon held senior posts at the Department of Justice and the State Department during the Reagan administration. And again, he is now the founder and director of the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies. You know what the Cato Institute is. Anyway, he said today that there is, I'm quoting now, all the difference in the world between defending the right to desecrate the flag and defending flag desecration itself. You get that? Defending the right to desecrate the flag or defending flag desecration itself. He said it is the difference between a free and an unfree society. This amendment, as it tries to shield us from offensive behavior, gives rise to an even greater offense. By offending our very principles, it undermines its essential purpose, making us all less free. Yeah, well, you know, no offense to Roger Pilon by me saying, duh. I have to say it. Have I mentioned it now how much I hate Republicans? Pandering, half-witted jackasses that do this sort of thing over and over and over again, just like voting against gay marriage, voting against stem cell funding, you know, to satisfy the mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, mega-church-attending freaks back in rural Oklahoma or Colorado or Georgia or Alabama. You know, the South really did win the Civil War. You understand that. It just took them 150 years to assert their control. Now, something very interesting happened today in the House. We were watching C-SPAN. Was it C-SPAN 3, Kathy? The C-SPAN 2. It's amazing. Somebody said, don't watch sausage being made or legislature doing the state's business. And, I can understand that. But there is a right-wing Democrat, Gene Taylor. He's a representative from Mississippi. He's very conservative. He ought to be a Republican, but he's not. He's a Democrat. He voted for impeachment against Clinton. He's one of only, I don't know, a handful, I think five Democrats who voted for the articles of impeachment. He voted against stem cell funding. He voted against gay marriage. You know, this guy is a real right-winger. He's kind of a Zell Miller Democrat, I guess. But the fact that he has a D after his name means that the Republicans want to chew on his ass if he gets out of line. So, Gene Taylor... Well, first in background on that legislation being debated today, you know, the House approved for the fifth time this constitutional amendment to ban the desecration of the flag that sets the stage for the vote in the Senate. And, of course, all changing the Constitution is a hell of a long process, so this is just posturing. But anyway, this Democrat, Gene Taylor, Mississippi, sought to add provisions that would require a balanced federal budget and protect the Social Security Trust Fund. Can you, right? This jackass from Wisconsin, Sensenbrenner, interrupts, saying that Taylor's provisions are not germane to the legislation at hand, like no Republican ever slipped in some tangential crap of a bill, but I digress. And the acting House Speaker today, I guess Tom DeLay was out accepting money under the table or visiting some white slaver whorehouse in downtown Washington, D.C., since he's in favor of that sort of thing. But the acting House Speaker was Charles Bass. What? Oh, I know Hastert is the Speaker of the House, but that doesn't mean squat. Tom DeLay is the Speaker of the House, trust me. Anyway, the acting House Speaker, Charles Bass, ruled in favor of Sensenbrenner's objection to this Southern Democrats' attempt to insert a balanced budget amendment and amendment that protects the Social Security Trust Fund. Now, I hope I'm not losing you with this. This is, I realize this is talk radio, and I'm not very good at putting together these long, coherent setups for what we're going to play for you. I'm very good at incoherent stuff. You know, I just go insane. But when it's coherent, when I've got to make some points and give you the names, I know it's hard to follow. But have you got it so far? Okay, so then the Democrat from Mississippi, this conservative, I don't like queers, and I don't like Bill Clinton, appealed the ruling. And Sensenbrenner, being the 8-year-old snot that he is, makes a motion to table Taylor's appeal. And then the Speaker, Charlie Bass, finds in favor of Sensenbrenner again. And then there's a voice vote. And yada yada. Now, it took me so damn long to explain that to you, I'm going to have to take a little break and then come back and I'll recap very quickly and we'll play it for you. You've got to hear this. The point is, when you're a Southern Democrat, even if you do for the Republican Party what Monica did for Bill Clinton, and even if you do that over and over and over again till your knees ache and you got pain in your back, they will still cut your throat when they feel like they want to. Now, there's a lesson in here for Representative Gene Taylor, the Democrat from Mississippi. I wonder if he'll get the lesson. I doubt it, because A, he's from Mississippi. B, he's a conservative Democrat, which is like saying, you know, I'm a Catholic who believes in abortion, you know? And C, he's from Mississippi. Oh, and D, did I mention he's from Mississippi? Stick around, you got to hear this.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Green light on the environment. I'm Rachel Maddow. No dirty gold. That's the theme of a campaign to force gold mining companies to clean up their act. Gold mining can be an environmental disaster. Open pit mining scars the landscape, and the process used to extract the gold from its ore uses cyanide, which is sometimes accidentally leaked, poisoning nearby ground and water. But you can buy eco-friendly gold. Learn all about the No Dirty Gold campaign at www.nrdc.org.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With the click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business. Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
We are the first company to completely offset the pollution produced by our fleet.
That's Lance Arrow, the president of the car sharing program FlexCar, the first U.S. company to go 100% carbon neutral.
We have an agreement with American Forest. We agreed to offset our total carbon dioxide production based on our fleet that produces roughly 700 tons of CO2, and we have offset that by planting trees in California, Washington, and Oregon. We think that we're doing something very valuable to our environment.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check, your daily one-minute terrestrial examination. Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Belief in your music. Paramind.com.
How do you feel when you pull up at the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
The microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. Okay, now I want to play this for you. There are three speakers here. Gene Taylor, Democrat from Mississippi, is speaking. He wants an amendment to the flag constitutional amendment that guarantees Social Security Trust Fund will be protected and not dipped into even further. And he also wants a balanced federal budget amendment. This is you feel like you're falling through the looking glass, right? I know. The Republicans want to spend us into bankruptcy. The Democrats want a balanced budget. Oh, well. Now, the other speaker is Sensenbrenner. You'll know him because he always sounds like he needs to clear his throat. He sounds like he has a neck full of mucus, you know, just, I don't know, from sucking it back or something. But you'll hear Sensenbrenner's voice. And then Charles Bass, Republican from New Hampshire, who is operating as the speaker today because, I don't know, Hastert was probably checking his last prostate exam results, and I'm sure that DeLay was off, in, like I said, in some white slaver whorehouse in downtown Washington, D.C., you know, having his tension relieved. So this guy, Charles Bass, is in the speaker's chair. So listen to all this stuff. Taylor gets shut down by Charles Bass. Taylor then appeals this ruling. Sensenbrenner then makes a motion to table Taylor's appeal. And then this pissant Speaker Bass calls for a voice vote. The nays clearly outshout the yeas, but Bass finds it in favor of Sensenbrenner again. It's unbelievable. Are you confused? Well, you won't be after this edition of SOAP, the Congressional Edition.
Gentleman from Mississippi.
Mr. Speaker, what we're talking today about is a fairly simple thing. The text of the original bill is to give the 50 states the legal authority to, on a state-by-state basis, prevent the desecration of the flag, a symbol of our country. There's something a heck of a lot more serious going on than the desecration of the flag. It's the desecration of our nation. In the last 4 years alone, the national debt has increased by $2,100,000,000. We've taken money out of the Social Security Trust Fund, $400 billion out of that trust fund, and used it to run the country, leaving there nothing but an IOU. Money has been taken out of the Federal Employees Retirement System. Now a total of $1,200,000,000 has been taken out of the system.
The gentleman from Mississippi needs to confine his remarks to the point of order that is under consideration. Gentleman may proceed.
The point of order is, why would we take the time to protect the symbol of our country if we won't take the time to protect the financial future of our country as well? That is my point of view.
Does any other member wish to be heard on the point of order? Seeing none, the chair is prepared to rule. The gentleman from Wisconsin makes a point of order that the instructions contained in the motion to recommit offered by the gentleman from Mississippi are not germane to HA Resolution 10. The point of order is sustained, and the motion is not in order.
Mr. Speaker. I am appealing the motion to chair.
The question is, shall the decision of the chair stand as the judgment of the House?
Speaker, I have a motion to table. I move to table the appeal.
The gentleman moves to table the appeal.
Mr. Speaker, is that debatable?
Table. Non-debatable. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
I just absolutely hate these vermin. Did you hear the vote? Oh, God. Oh, man. We want to thank dembloggers.com for posting the video on the Internet from which we got the audio. So if you haven't been there, dembloggers.com. Check it out. Check it out. Thank God for the blogosphere. I swear. Sensenbrenner. I wonder if he took his widow gavel and went home again. Talk about an 8-year-old, huh? But doesn't he sound like he's got a throat full of mucus, huh? Maybe that's because he doesn't have any facial muscles. What a hell bloato. Yeah. To everybody who sent me the email and the sound clip about Bill past the falafel O'Reilly talking about locking everybody up here at Air America, we'll play it for you a little bit later. I like that son of a bitch to come over here. Come over here, Bill, you 6'2" tall of pile of horse droppings. Come on over here. You want to arrest? From the neighborhood I grew up in, Bill, Mr. O'Reilly, sir, you sponge-sucking freak. From the neighborhood I grew up in, which had a lot of, you know, there were gangs. We had Jews, we had blacks, we had Polacks, we had WOPs, we had all kinds of people. And everybody was in a gang. I used to get my ass beat up so many times when I was a kid growing up. The Jewish kids would beat me up because I wasn't Jewish. The Catholic kids would beat me up because I wasn't Catholic. The Polish would beat me up because, you know, I just went on all the time. You know, being the little WOP on the neighborhood, you know, I used to look around, any other Italians around here? And there were none. What, am I supposed to say WOP or Polak? Are they bleeping me up in New York? Are they? Oh, well, I don't know. I know I'm not supposed to say the N-word. But anyway, we had a saying, I finally toughened up. I finally got to the point what was his name? Oh, my God. What was his name? Stanford Shulman. Every time Stanford Shulman would come over with his gang of Jews to beat me up, I finally learned how to whip Stanford's ass. Every time David Jasinski would come over from the Polish neighborhood to whip my ass, I finally learned how to beat him up. It just went, you know, it went like that. See? Okay. And I finally got to be friends with everybody. They finally got to say, all right, so you're Italian and you're not Catholic. What's up with that? What's that about? And you got an Irish name. What are you? Where are you? See, it was even going on back then. But I'll tell you something, O'Reilly. We had a saying in our neighborhood, and I want to offer it to you. If you want to get ass, you got to bring ass. That's what we used to say in the neighborhood. If you want to get... So I'm asking you, Mr. O'Reilly, you thug, you ugly, frosted-haired freak, you want to get somebody at Air America? I know you have a thing for Al Franken, but, you know, what have I ever done to you? What has Janine and Sam ever done? You know, nothing. But I'm just inviting you to come down here to the sunny south anytime you like. I'd love to just bitch slap you all around Atlanta. I swear to God I would. And remember what we used to say in the neighborhood. If you want to get ass, you got to bring ass, okay? Woo, what was all that about? it just irritated me. I swear to God. You know, I got up this morning, usual time, 11:30 in the morning. Drinking a cup of coffee, you know, looking at Molly and realizing why I'm alive. It's because of her and Kathy. And I go down the basement into our little office and I get on the computer. And there is about 9 people have sent me this thing from O'Reilly's toy radio program that's just going right down the toilet. He'll be off the air, off the radio air within 6 months. Guaranteed, all right? But there he is talking about Air America. We all ought to be arrested. Well, you twisted sister. I'll tell you what. you son of a bitch. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. What am I? What more is there to say, Kathy said. Well, I want to play the actual little soundbite. Oh, now I've got Polish people pissed off. I've got Jews pissed off. Who else have I pissed off so far tonight? Italians? Huh? God, man, everybody lighten up, will you? You know, this is just a typical Malloy night on this program. You want to play it now? Let's play it now. Let's do O'Reilly now. We'll do it next hour, too. Is it just me, or does anybody out there think that maybe, just possibly, O'Reilly and Ann Coulter are the same person? Have you ever seen the two of them in the same room together? I haven't. Same height, same weight, same screed about liberals and traitors and treason, same Adam's apple. I don't know. Here he is from the June 20 broadcast of Westwood One's The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, and thanks for this one to MediaMatters.org.
You must know the difference between dissent from the Iraq War and the War on Terror and undermining it. And any American that undermines that war with our soldiers in the field or undermines the War on Terror with 3,000 dead on 9/11 is a traitor.
Ooh.
Everybody got it?
No.
Dissent? Fine. Undermining? You're a traitor.
Now tell us again.
Got it? So, all those clowns over at the liberal radio network, we could incarcerate them immediately. Will you have that done, please? Send over the FBI and just put them in chains? Because they, you know, they're undermining everything. And they don't care. Couldn't care less.
You falafel-rubbing, megalomaniacal freak.
Here, I'll tell you what. Next time you want to get in the shower with one of those young honeys, have her stand behind you and give you a reach around, think about this, O'Reilly. If you want to get ass, you got to bring ass.
I'm a driver. I'm a winner. Things are going to change. I can feel it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three. And something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the
the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Coming up after the break at the top of the hour, I got an email forwarded to me by our mad artist woman in the attic, Jenny Bean. Jenny Bean stays in touch a lot, and she sent this to me. Apparently, it went to her. It's an email to Senator Durbin from the torturers and at Gitmo. And stick around. We're going to do that as soon as we come back. But before we go, let's do a couple phone calls here. Dave is calling from Miami. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'd like to make 2 points on the flag burning issue.
Sure, go ahead.
One of them is, you know, it's funny. These supposed good Christians don't mind at all the Ku Klux Klan burning a God symbol of the cross. Oh, but you can't burn an earthly thing like the flag, huh?
Yeah, there's not exactly consistency in the minds of Republicans. Republicans are creatures from the deep, and you can't expect them to see what you just pointed out. I don't know how they do it, Dave.
The second point is back in the 90s when the flag burning issue was being talked about, frankly, I happened to catch Trinity Broadcasting Network, you know, Pat Robertson's network.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave the most accurate commentary on it that I saw anywhere, and that was he pointed out that the respectful way that you get rid of an old, worn-out flag is to burn it.
Right.
And then he quite correctly pointed out that how would you know if someone was burning a flag to desecrate it or because it's old and worn out and they want to get rid of it.
And now who said this, Pat Robertson?
Yes, that was...
He must have been high on Quaaludes because usually, you know, Robertson never makes any sense. He just talks about, you know, his clothes fall into the ground when he raptures nakedly into heaven. So he must have been on lewds when he said that, because that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, first of all, these Republicans talk so much about tradition, they don't even get the traditions right.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's, he was the other thing is, like, do we really need to amend the Constitution of the United States to make illegal to do something that nobody's done since the late 70s?
No, that's not the point, Dave. The point is they don't want to amend the Constitution. These Republican cockroaches just want something so they can go back to their districts and say, guess what, and thanks, Dave, they can go back to their districts and say, I voted against desecrating the flag, and you know what? Next session, if you reelect me, I'm going to vote against smashing apple pies because, you know, flag, apple pie, and mom. And if you vote for me a third time, I'm going to pass a resolution that says you can't kill your mom. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you checking in. These people are crazy. They're just crazy, Dave. Okay. Joe is calling from Utah. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I promise I won't use any bad words this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, I remember O'Reilly saying to us when the war started that if you don't agree with the war, you need to sit down and shut up. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm making it my life's mission. If I end up in the Senate, whether I do or not, I'm making my life's mission to get this guy in prison.
Oh, wait, this is my buddy Joe who's going to run for the Senate. What's your website? Joe, what's your website again? Come on.
BeingHumanParty.com.
Be human?
BeingHumanParty.com.
All right, BeingHumanParty.com. This is my man, Joe. Y'all go to their website right now. And everybody go there. See if you can crash Joe's website. Man, I'm going to move to Utah just so I can vote for you. Well, never mind. I lost my head there for a minute. But
You won't have to, because we're going to get on the ballot in Georgia. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, you know, and one of the things about we're not like a regular third party. We're like Chuck Panaccio in Pennsylvania. We're going to support him.
And so it
isn't about party. It's about people, and are they taking money from corporations and special interests?
I hear
you know, they aren't.
Right.
And that's what's really important is we can't have a conversation until we clear the decks. And we got to get, I'm a small business person. I'm an entrepreneur, you know, but money in politics, it shouldn't be in politics, you know, not from these guys. So that's really what it's about. And you know, but these guys, I'm looking at pre-World War II Germany. I'm not trying to be overreactive, but when I look at the media and how it's, you guys, Air America Radio, Mike, I don't know how, you guys are saving the day here.
Well, Joe,
people are able to get, some information that makes sense, Mike.
Well, I don't know if we're that important, but listen, we got to go. But Joe, I'll tell you what, once your campaign starts, I'll do everything I can to whip up support for you. Just be real, okay? Promise me you're for real.
I will, bud.
You are for real, right?
I'm gonna play it real. Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm not gonna get weird about it. I'm going for real issues.
All right.
Look at my issues. See, we last year we worked on issues and building out the.
We'll do it, Joe. I got a boogie. The train's coming. Joe, thanks for checking in, pal. A million people are gonna hit your website tonight. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As those of you who remember the Maine know, Gitmo is the military base in Cuba America stole the first time we went to war for bogus reasons. Given the documented cases of torture and abuse at its prison, people from across the political spectrum have called for its closing. Since it's unlikely that this administration would ever do the righteous thing, give Guantanamo Bay back to the Cubans, the question arises, what should replace it? Here are two suggestions. The Tom DeLay Golf Course. Ethically challenged political leaders with a fondness for lobbyist-paid golfing vacations enjoy 18 holes for the rest of their lives, because at Gitmo you check in, but you don't check out. The Bill Frist Hospital. Doctors turned evangelical suck-ups diagnose patients in Florida using the latest in VHS technology. An example of the brain damaged serving the brain dead. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, Delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush administration says the U.S. will provide 50,000 metric tons of food to North Korea. The State Department says today's move has nothing to do with efforts to get the North Koreans to end the nuclear weapons program. The spokesman says it is a humanitarian decision, and easing the needs of the North Korean people and efforts to halt the weapons program are not linked. Meanwhile, North Korea says today it would not need nuclear weapons if the U.S. treated it like a friend. The North Koreans today joined South Korea for high-level reconciliation talks. The North has stayed away from those six-party talks aimed at persuading it to disarm since June of 2004, citing hostile U.S. policies. North Korea declared in February that it had nuclear weapons and has insisted the nuclear standoff can only be discussed with the U.S. The number of confirmed cases of polio is up around the world. The head of the World Health Organization says there have been 533 cases of the disease reported this year as of June 15th. Nearly half of the cases in Yemen, more than 240 cases. A recent outbreak in Indonesia brought the number of cases there to 51. Both countries had been polio-free until 2003. The official from the WHO says the rise is a reminder about staying vigilant and trying to protect children from polio. Polio spreads through dirty water and usually infects young children. Polio in the U.S. was eradicated in the late 1970s, and the WHO launched the drive 17 years ago to do the same thing around the world. Federal investigators raided a defense contractor which supplied parts for the Army's Apache helicopters, but officials will not say what they were after. Agents of the FBI and the Defense Department Inspector General's Office raided the offices of MPC Products Corporation. They would not say what the investigators took from the offices. They said the search warrant was sealed, and a spokesman for the company declined to comment. George Bush is left with few options at this point for reviving the stalled nomination of John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador. Increasing pressure on Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist for an up or down vote, as the president did yesterday, seems unlikely to pay off and could keep the Senate bogged down. Frist says after meeting with Bush that the president asked that we continue to work. No indication Bush or Frist could pick up any support to end the Democratic filibuster. If anything, the trend may be headed the other way. Bush could, of course, bow to Democratic demands and turn over more material on Bolton, but that doesn't seem to be happening. Or Bush could circumvent the process entirely and give Bolton a short-term recess appointment as early as the 4th of July congressional break coming up. He could, of course, withdraw the nomination, but that also doesn't seem to be happening. This is Air America Radio News.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similisan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similisan stimulates your eyes' natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similisan.
Similisan.
Similisan means healthy relief. Similisan dry eye relief at retailers everywhere.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Get driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Get driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Check this out. This is Chuck D. I gotta tell y'all, I got this new show. I did not disappear. I'm right here. Each and every Sunday night, 11 to 1.
Come on and join us. Gianna Garrell and my co-host,
Chuck D.
Now each and every Sunday night.
On The Real. So take a deep breath and check out our show. Each and every Sunday night. Getting in the nooks and crannies, the nitty and the gritty. My co-host is Gianna Garrell. On The Real. Right here.
At the top of the week.
This Sunday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, or if you're just joining the program, hi, this is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy, and we gather here every night for a little fun and frivolity. Don't take anything you hear on this program too seriously. Dick Durbin, I misspoke last night when I said the attacks on Durbin, who arranged them. As far as I knew, no Jewish groups had anything to do with it. Well, I'm wrong, so I have to correct myself. Republican Jewish Committee, whatever that is, Republican Jewish Committee, asked for its members to contact Dick Durbin and make him apologize. Their action alert said, once again, a Democratic leader has misused the memory of Nazi atrocities to make a political point, which is not what happened. At all. But anyway, the RJC urged its members to contact Durbin's office and yada, yada, yada. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which surprises me, they also called on Durbin to repudiate his remarks and apologize to the American people for distorting an important issue with an inappropriate comparison to Nazi tactics. That's what the ADL said. Now, again, I don't quite understand this. I don't understand the ADL taking that position. If there had been an ADL in Germany in the 20s and 30s, would they have said something similar about the rise of Hitler, that Hitler was only talking about nationalism, that Hitler was only talking about the family, that Hitler was only talking about strengthening Germany after the atrocities committed against it subsequent to the Treaty of Versailles after World War One? I don't know. I don't understand how the ADL could possibly, the Republican Jewish Committee, you know, feh on them. But the ADL, for whom I disagree with them on several issues, especially sometimes their blind support of the policies of the Likud party in Israel, but the ADL, so many times I agree with their position. They are very much against, well, their name, anti-defamation. But Dick Durbin did not defame anyone at all. He pointed out some truths. But anyway, so I misspoke. That stands as my correction. And I've got some emails that came in from everybody from common folk like me to educated rabbis that some of these I want to share with you a little bit later. Okay, emails about this. But my good friend Jenny Bean, the mad artist woman in the attic, forwarded on to me an email she got. And it's an email that was sent to Senator Durbin from the torturers. And it's captioned, "The torturers accept your apology. Senator Durbin, last week you had the nerve to compare torture conducted by America's brave men and women in uniform to torture conducted by Nazis, Soviets, and Khmer Rouge. And today you finally apologize. As well you should have. That comment was offensive, deeply offensive. Many of the proud men and women at Guantanamo were deeply upset by it, shaking with anger, fear, and doubt as they kicked naked men in the ribs and released the dogs. One soldier could hardly muster up the morale to brain a prisoner and stuff the semi-conscious head into a toilet bowl, but they found the strength and resolve to keep going, Senator, because they aren't torturing for Nazis or communists or some third world hellhole. Those boys are torturing for the Stars and Stripes, Senator, and don't you forget it. The men and women in the United States military don't just learn how to twist arms into stress positions and chain detainees to the ceiling. Hell no, they also learn to forgive. And they decided to forgive you, Senator. On behalf of all the torturers working hard today in the United States military, the medium lobster would like to say, apology accepted, Senator Durbin. And the boys in the 101st Thumbscrew Division would accept your heartfelt concession personally, but they're busy serving the highest ideals of their country, beating a young Afghan man tied to the floor in his own feces. He is believed to be either a steadfast and vicious enemy of freedom intent on the murder of thousands of American citizens or another cab driver. It's so hard to keep track these days, Senator Durbin."
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Stand up, damn it!
And start again. Just my children and my wife.
Damn right!
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Don't burn it!
And they can't take that away.
Alright now, sing along, damn it! Here we go! And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Yeah!
I won't forget the men who died
to give that right to me, and I gladly stand up
next to you
and defend her till the end.
Cause there ain't
no doubt I love this land.
God bless the USA.
Freedom! Freedom! Free! Free! Oh, free bird? Hell, I don't know. Freedom, free bird, hell. Can't stand it anymore, these damn communists over there, Air America Radio. Sons of bitches, where's the falafel? I'm going to beat them to death.
Can we get this guy out of here? Thank you. Thanks to Jenny Bean for forwarding on to me that email of forgiveness directed at Dick Durbin. Now, that's the comedy. Here's the tragedy. Rasmussen Reports, that's a polling company, they did a survey and they found that 20% of Americans believe prisoners at Guantanamo have been treated unfairly. 20%. 70%, 7 out of 10 adults believe the prisoners are being treated better than they deserve or about right. Let me repeat that. 70% of adults surveyed in the United States believe the prisoners at Guantanamo are being treated, quote, better than they deserve, end quote, or, quote, about right, end quote. The survey also found that just 14% agree with people who say that prisoner treatment at Guantanamo is similar to Nazi tactics. 69% disagree with that comparison, which may help explain why Dick Durbin apologized for making such a comparison. Only 7% of Republicans believe Guantanamo prisoners are treated unfairly. 30% of Democrats hold that view. 45% of Republicans say the prisoners are treated better than they deserve. 28% of Democrats say the same thing. 17% of men say the prisoners are treated unfairly. 22% of women. Among white Americans, 18% believe the prisoners are treated unfairly. Jesus. Only 20%, according to this survey. I don't know. I have no idea. What does it say here? I don't have the polling data. I didn't print it off. But the Rasmussen Report, I don't even know who the hell they are. But somebody sent this to me today. So according to this report, only 20% of Americans, almost 80% of Americans believe that these sons of bitches at Guantanamo are getting exactly what they deserve. These cab drivers and goat herds and poppy raisers and people that happen to be on the street when the sweep came by and sucked them up, huh? The people that were sold by the former Taliban warlords, sold off to the American private contractor murderers over there who say, hey, get me some boys here. We need some bodies. We Halliburton had a big contract to build down there at Gitmo. We got to fill that place up. Get me some bodies. Okay. Whatever works, you know. This is the fascist states of America tonight. Do you feel that? Do you feel that in the air? Huh? You feel the hairs on the back of your neck standing up. Can I get an amen?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You
God, help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like George W. Bush. Would be held in this
life. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
She's always mine, cleaning and free. She wanted to be a part of the future, a girl like me. There is a sky illuminating us, someone is out there that we truly trust.
I wonder if the ADL or the RJC have contacted Rush Limbaugh about his repeated and cavalier use of the term feminazi over the past decade and a half. You suppose? Isn't that, and perhaps they have, but isn't that a further lessening of the horrible impact of Nazism on the world back in the 30s? Huh? Feminazi? The pig man has been using that term. I don't know if he's used it lately, but remember back in his heyday, back when his show meant something to the knuckle draggers and the mouth breathers? It doesn't anymore. When you have Tom DeLay actually in the house, you're going to listen to Rush Limbaugh? Please. Feminazi. Speaking of Rush, Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Susan, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Mike, you poor deluded man.
Oh, tell me, how am I deluded?
You said at the beginning of the show that the pig man was going to go down for his illegal drug use and doctor shopping.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
That is not how the law works down here in Jeb Bush country.
Uh-oh. How does it work?
Not that way. But, well, if one of Rush's wives had gone into a coma 15 years ago and he were trying to remove a feeding tube or life support from her brain-dead, broken body,
yeah,
he'd be investigated so fast his ditto head would spin. But illegal drug use, doctor shopping?
Oh, that's okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but the prosecutor, don't forget, the county prosecutor, I believe, is a Democrat.
And the jury? my hopes are not high in this.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if the pig man is even indicted. You and I, if we do illegal drugs, we're going down. But the pig man, being the multi-billionaire that he is, or multi-millionaire at least, and being the one of the sex slaves for the Bush crime family, he's not going anywhere. So I understand what you're saying. I really do.
Can I give you some other Jeb Bush-related news?
You certainly may.
You know, his term as governor is up next year. So this week, he and two of his cabinet members are on a statewide tour to inform and help residents, especially as this is the height of the hurricane season approaching. Guess who the top two Republican candidates to replace him for governor are?
I'm afraid to ask. Who are they?
Two members of his cabinet who are traveling with him on a statewide tour to inform and help residents.
Yeah.
And one's name is Charlie, C-R-I-S-T.
Charlie Christ?
Christ? It's pronounced Christ, but on paper.
I was going to say maybe that's Jesus' younger brother. I don't know.
On paper, you see Christ or Christ on the menu, so to speak.
You're probably going to vote.
What kind of voters are going to choose that box?
Right, especially people who may not be native born in this country who see Christ on the ballot. They're going to say, "Yes, I vote for Jesus."
There you go. That's why I think he's going to be the Republican candidate.
Oh my God. Now, if they could just get somebody, maybe the Democrats could come up with somebody named Jesus. Because, you know, when you see that in print, it looks like Jesus.
Right. Let's see. What would you have for a last name?
O'Reilly. That'll get the Irishers, too. Jesus O'Reilly. You said Jesus? You know, I mean, you get him. Jesus O'Reilly Goldberg.
That should do it.
That would fly in Florida, wouldn't it?
Jesus alone will do it.
Right.
Nice
Elian, Elian Jesus O'Reilly Goldberg. How's that? God, we can just keep this up all night, Susan. No, you're right. Limbaugh's going nowhere, probably. But I would like to see him sweat a little bit. He's such a throat clutcher. I mean, the guy really gets me. But yeah, I'm surprised Jeb isn't touring the state suggesting that there ought to be a state amendment to the state constitution which would allow him to run for a third term.
It wouldn't surprise me if that happens.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
Well, Susan,
there's one thing you can say for him. He does have something upstairs in the brain matter department.
What a disease.
Which his brother is so sorely lacking, and that is he is truly an intelligent man.
Well, I thought you were going to say he has something in his brain, and it's referred to as a meningioma. But if he's
No. Okay. He's a smart guy.
Is he? Okay.
He's a smart guy. He does speak fluent Spanish.
Yeah, his wife. Hasn't his wife been arrested? Has she been arrested lately for trying to smuggle stuff back in the United States from France?
I don't think lately, but I'm not sure she's been out of the country lately. So.
Right. He probably keeps her on a short tether. Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.
Take care. You have a nice evening. All right, folks, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's right.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another
story. I have a face the size of a washtub. And my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
This bastard is sick. He's a fat mom this big and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Kirby Bob!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
H57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am? H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Jerry Springer.
Where is suddenly this culture of life? Why don't we care about people between the time they're born and before they die? Why is that ignored? While they're on this planet, in pain, in suffering, we just don't care. We have to make our points. We have to show how righteous we are. We have to show those liberal hippies.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air. From those dance Tiananmen Square.
It's about 26 before the hour. I want to revisit the Dick Durbin thing because... that's disappeared. I know it's not the death count in Iraq. It's not what these vermin-like Republicans are doing. But I think it's important. You know, all the talk, all the internet chatter, all the emails that have flown back and forth, all the condemnations, all of this, all of that, all the apology, the right wing going nuts about what Durbin said. Look, let's get something straight. Can we please stipulate a couple of things? First of all, he did not compare. What is happening at Guantanamo to the Holocaust, and that seems to be what got everybody's bloomers in a wad. That's A. B. I don't have to remind Jewish folks who listen to this program of the history of Nazi Germany. The Holocaust. You can make the argument that the butchery of the Jews was more or less the final act of a madman, of a regime that was hell bent on mega death. The death camps didn't open in the 30s. They were being constructed in the 30s, but they didn't open then. And most of the death camps were hidden neatly in Poland. There were a few that were on German soil. The comparison, which is what Durbin was trying to bring out, is accurate. It's spot on. It's absolutely correct. We don't have torture chambers in the United States. We have them in Cuba. We have them in Iraq. We have them in Afghanistan. We have them on the island of Diego Garcia, which, well, I don't know why nobody ever talks about that. And we outsource our torture to countries that are supposed to be on our list of terrorist states, like Syria, to countries like Egypt. In some instances, I wouldn't be surprised to find out we were outsourcing people for torture to Iran. It would not surprise me a bit. So... the systematic murder of 6 million Jews, plus a million or two of Roma and gay folk and handicapped and socialists and union organizers and communists, you know, the mass death that was perpetrated in that Christian state of Germany had its beginnings. It didn't just all of a sudden develop into Bergen-Belsen and Dachau and Treblinka. And on and on and on and on. There was a lead up. There was a demonizing. There was Kristallnacht. There was a slow. There was the Warsaw Ghetto. There was a constant, steady build up, and that is what's happening here. Proclamation to the German nation, and thanks to Marianne Darling for sending this. Proclamation to the German nation, Berlin, February 1, 1933. Adolf Hitler speaking, the national government will regard as its first and foremost duty to revive in the nation the spirit of unity and cooperation. It will preserve and defend those basic principles on which our nation has been built. It regards Christianity as the foundation of our national morality and the family as the basis of national life. End quote. Now that's Tom DeLay, that's Dick Cheney, that's George Bush, that's James Sensenbrenner. That's every one of these evil bastards. The build-up to the death camps took a decade or more. Dick Durbin's comparisons in this nascent point of our build-up to the death camps was a point well taken. Now, I want to share some emails with you from Bill. Hi, Mike. I'm shocked over the apology. First of all, let's play what Durbin said. I want everybody to be clear. And again, this was a few sentences in a longer statement he was making on the floor of the Senate.
Let me read to you what one FBI agent saw. And I quote from his report. On a couple of occasions, I entered interview rooms to find a detainee chained hand and foot in a fetal position to the floor with no chair, food, or water. Most times, they urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. If I read this to you and didn't tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have happened by Nazis, Soviets in their gulags, or some mad regime, Pol Pot or others, that had no concern for human beings. Sadly, that's not the case. This was the action of Americans.
That statement is true. That statement is rock solid. That statement is a wake-up call. Hi, Mike. I'm shocked over the apology. Very Dan Rather-like. I cannot believe Barack Obama did not come to his aid. Where was Barbara Boxer? Where was Ted Kennedy? And where was Howard Dean? And the apology gave them new ammunition to take people away from talking about the Downing Street memos. If the Democrats did not stand and start shouting, and soon, it will be apparent that the Democrats are complicit in this takeover by the Fourth Reich fascists. That's from Bill. From Dave in Queens. Mike, comparing George Bush to Hitler and Stalin is not only appropriate, it is accurate. Of course, Bush hasn't killed the tens of millions of people that Hitler and Stalin killed, but deep in the realms of that sick, evil mind, you know Bush wishes he could. Comparing someone to Hitler and Stalin is not predicated on the number of people you kill. It's predicated on your belief system and your actions. That's why comparing right-wing religious conservative Osama bin Laden, Pol Pot, and countless others to Hitler and Stalin is also appropriate and accurate. Regarding Jewish values, of which both my parents raised me with, almost 80% of us rejected Bush because his killing of innocent civilians, his torture policies, his appointment of right-wing judges who would eradicate civil rights and due process, his economic policies of decimating the middle class to help the uber-rich, his spying on libraries and people's emails, and his educational policies of allow no child to get ahead by eliminating most outlets of critical learning in favor of a couple of dummy, downed tests is an agenda that comes straight from Mein Kampf and Stalin's Russia. Regarding Bush Jewish voters, they come almost exclusively from self-hating religious right-wingers who admire Hitler while denouncing all liberals at the same time. Remember, there were a small number of Jews who helped Hitler, while there were people of all different faiths who opposed him. Many voters out there claim to get turned off by the comparison of Bush to Hitler. I say shame on them. To borrow their simple language, simpleton language, you are either on the side of humanity and good, or you are on the side of the evil Hitler like Bolsheviks. Of course, there are probably 20 to 30 million Bush voters who aren't Nazis or fascists, but simply uninformed individuals who are too apathetic to learn the issues. Now those 20 to 30 million people may learn that they committed the same sin that millions of people in Germany committed during the 30s. They have two choices: repent for the mistake and never repeat it, or spend the rest of their lives running away from the unbearable guilt that must exist inside their consciences, for allowing this giggling, gaggling, lust-filled murderer to take hold in the White House. So I will not stop comparing Bush to Hitler or Stalin until my last breath, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that George W. Bush goes down in history in the same sentence with his fellow axis of ultra-evil members. By doing anything less, I'm simply appeasing the first and hopefully last Adolf Hitler of the 21st century. Big Dave from Queens. Dear Mike, this is from Rabbi Jeffrey Falik. I was very disappointed to hear the retraction of Senator Durbin to his very appropriate comments regarding Guantanamo Bay. Nazi Germany did not begin its course of evil with death camps. Those came later. It was the ongoing demonstration of brutality to those it considered subhuman that desensitized the German people to the suffering of Hitler's opponents and of the Jews. Has it come to this? Must we now grade the levels of evil? What we are doing is in the best, the worst tradition of humanity's capacity for cruelty. It is only a matter of degrees before it leads to the camps. Mike, where are the Democrats? I live in Illinois and have proudly voted for Durbin every time he's run. The Durbin story led the news on all three local channels tonight. It was sickening to see him apologize for nothing. And after Durbin's ridiculous capitulation, who appeared next? Mayor Daley, ranting against Durbin. I had to watch a Democrat repeating the ridiculous distortions of the Republicans. I haven't heard any comparable diatribes against any Republican from Daley. This is absolutely astounding. Where are all the Democrats who should be supporting Durbin against these vicious, baseless attacks? Where are the Democrats who are supporting Hillary Clinton against the latest Swift Boat Attack book? In fact, where is Hillary? Did she learn nothing from John Kerry's demise? I'm seriously starting to think the Democratic leadership is really a part of the attempted neo-fascist takeover. After 12 years of the fascist lie machine pumping out lies and distortions 24 hours a day, aren't any of our Democratic leaders smart enough or brave enough to know they need to stand together and present a united front? I can't believe they're truly that stupid or ineffective. So why are they remaining silent? Stephanie. From Bill in Texas. We need to realize the Democratic Party as it exists is complicit in the system that allows fascists to rule. It is incapable of standing up to the existing power structure. It has become ineffective. When we look at what we know is right, when we envision what we know to be just and true, when we look at how the rest of the free world lives, we know in our hearts that the greater good of the state is served by supporting a minimum standard of health, wealth, and education, and respecting fundamental human rights. If there are truly fascists afoot, they fear resistance. Have heart. Stand up. Call it as you see it. Look them in the eye. Bill in Texas.
Of darkness any longer.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer. He likes what he hears and he wants to see it. But you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? But go to meeting. You can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you are in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
Before the hour, I want to hear Dick Durbin one more time. This is the statement that he made last week that resulted in the firestorm of right-wing attacks against what he said. Listen up one more time.
Let me read to you what one FBI agent saw, and I quote, from his report. On a couple of occasions, I entered interview rooms to find a detainee chained hand and foot in a fetal position to the floor with no chair, food, or water. Most times, they urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. If I read this to you and didn't tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have happened by Nazis, Soviets in their gulags, or some mad regime, Pol Pot or others, that had no concern for human beings. Sadly, that's not the case. This was the action of Americans.
From Reggie at TVNewsLies.org. If you haven't been to that site, go. TVNewsLies.org. She writes, Mike, I was born in Nazi Germany and lost hundreds of members of my family in the Holocaust. I believe I have the right to comment on the Durbin comment, having lived through the worst of what men are capable of doing. So much of what is going on here is reminiscent of the era which my parents endured. This is not about numbers. 6 million of my people died, but they died because others supported the takeover of the media and the control of a propaganda machine, not unlike Karl Rove's domination of the information allowed to reach the American people. This is exactly what is happening today. Evil is evil is evil. Durbin is a politician. He said what was correct and what was moral, but he has succumbed to the pressure of those who refuse to believe that the U.S. is capable of evil. How wrong they are. He should never have apologized. How sad, but how typical. Enough of our bowing to the Republicans. Enough of our apathy toward the deaths of the Iraqi people. Enough. Enough. Bush and his handlers are not a whit better than Adolf Hitler. Karl Rove has learned so much from Joseph Goebbels. He knows that propaganda must be well manipulated in order to influence the minds of the masses. How successful he has been. From Gary in Houston. Mike, it's not like the German people woke up one day and said to themselves en masse, I think we'd like to become the epitome of murderous evil for the 20th century. That's right. From Blue Pilgrim, when Senator Durbin remarked on the FBI report of the abuses in Gitmo, what he was doing was pointing out the contrast of that and normal American policy and military practice. Those who criticize him for that and try to silence him are really saying that this is normal practice. And nothing dishonors the U.S. or its military more. To accept this torture in silence is not only to pervert American values and law, but also to tell the world that this is what America has become. It was the Nazis, the Soviets, and the other tyrannies who would silence dissent, employ special non-military interrogation units and justify their horrific practices, but never the U.S. military or the U.S. political leaders. Suggesting then that this is not abnormal, by criticizing the senator instead of the torture and the policies which led to this, this is what is dishonorable and harmful to our nation. Yeah. From Kevin, there was a time when the Nazis had never killed a Jew. Then there was the day they did. And then there were the days that followed. There was a time when the title of this story was true. The Nazis never. And then one day it wasn't. The line that should not have been crossed was crossed. The days that followed were just further steps into the abyss. Many times when debating conservatives online, I refer back to the rise of Hitler. I don't do it to be mean. I do it because Hitler was a warning to us all. He led his nation from a civilized democracy with all its warts to a corrupted and corrosive hell that killed tens of millions in war and murdered millions more in cold blood. Germans are not a unique people, and what befell Germany in the 30s can befall any nation at any time. Italy, France, Spain, the UK, and even America. Even America. Just like the Germans, we aren't unique either. No national character flaw in Germans led to Hitler, and no national virtue in us will protect us from our own Hitler. Yeah. Yeah. We are taking familiar steps. Kevin writes, we are traveling a familiar path. The signposts in the distance say Dachau and Auschwitz. Behind us is a line we crossed several years ago. We can keep going on this path, or we can turn back. What are we as a nation going to do? There was a time when the Republican Party had not killed an innocent. Then there was the day they did. And then there were the days that followed. Whoa. And as a cap to this segment, the Bush White House on Tuesday rejected the proposed creation of an independent commission to investigate abusive detainees held at the U.S. military prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and elsewhere. Quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
to get... Oh, in fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number.
Oh.
I'll take a set of Michelins. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion, even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth. We're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief based on share of recommendations.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush administration says the U.S. will provide 50,000 metric tons of food to North Korea. The State Department says today's move has nothing to do with efforts to get the North Koreans to end the nuclear weapons program. The spokesman says it is a humanitarian decision, and easing the needs of the North Korean people and efforts to halt the weapons program are not linked. Meanwhile, North Korea says today it would not need nuclear weapons if the U.S. treated it like a friend. The North Koreans today joined South Korea for high-level reconciliation talks. The North has stayed away from those six-party talks aimed at persuading it to disarm since June of 2004, citing hostile U.S. policies. North Korea declared in February that it had nuclear weapons and has insisted the nuclear standoff can only be discussed with the U.S. The number of confirmed cases of polio is up around the world. The head of the World Health Organization says there have been 533 cases of the disease reported this year as of June 15th. Nearly half of the cases in Yemen, more than 240 cases. A recent outbreak in Indonesia brought the number of cases there to 51. Both countries had been polio-free until 2003. The official from the WHO says the rise is a reminder about staying vigilant in trying to protect children from polio. Polio spreads through dirty water and usually infects young children. Polio in the U.S. was eradicated in the late 1970s, and the WHO launched the drive 17 years ago to do the same thing around the world. Federal investigators raided a defense contractor which supplied parts for the Army's Apache helicopters, but officials will not say what they were after. Agents of the FBI and the Defense Department Inspector General's office raided the offices of MPC Products Corporation. They would not say what the investigators took from the offices. They said the search warrant was sealed. A spokesman for the company declined to comment. George Bush is left with few options at this point for reviving the stalled nomination of John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador. Increasing pressure on Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist for an up or down vote, as the president did yesterday, seems unlikely to pay off and could keep the Senate bogged down. Frist says after meeting with Bush that the president asked that we continue to work. No indication Bush or Frist could pick up any support to end the Democratic filibuster. If anything, the trend may be headed the other way. Bush could, of course, bow to Democratic demands and turn over more material on Bolton, but that doesn't seem to be happening. Or Bush could circumvent the process entirely and give Bolton a short-term recess appointment as early as the 4th of July congressional break coming up. He could, of course, withdraw the nomination, but that also doesn't seem to be happening. This is Air America Radio News.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. with just one phone call. Find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value variety for room.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. If walls could talk, the four sides of Seminole Underground Music Club CBGB's would be arrested for obscenity. Now that it's on the verge of closing its doors forever, we'll talk to punk rock historian Legs McNeil about the glory years of the Ramones, Talking Heads, and the rest of the CBGB's crew. We're slicking our mohawks and fastening the safety pins on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. It's about 6 past the hour, 7 past the hour. Take your pick. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here, if you'd like to call in, 866-303-2270. It's a toll-free call. All right. Cheryl is calling from Atlanta. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I really love your show, and I'm kind of proud that even though the Air America's flagship station is in New York, you were actually here in Atlanta, and it's nice to hear a sane voice coming from below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, I agree. When I listen to Air America during the day, whether it's Randy or Al or Mark and Mark, believe it or not, occasionally we hear them now. Or Janine and Sam, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I just think to myself, geez, what am I hearing? Because, you know, I've lived here for 30 years in Atlanta.
Anyway, the torture that is going on, and it is going on,
right?
It's just really, it's amazing to me that people cannot see that that's wrong, that by doing it we're stooping to the level of, you know, apparently the Islam people, some of them do stuff like that. Of course, not all of them do, but the extremists and, you know, Nazis, Stalinists, you know, we just are putting ourselves on that level, and Dick Durbin was completely correct to say so. And, you know, I'm disappointed that he apologized. And earlier when you were playing the country song, God Bless the USA.
Yeah, Lee Greenwood, yeah.
I was wondering if you were going to play Tomorrow Belongs to Me. I hope you know what it is. It's like in the Nazis sing it in Cabaret.
Yeah, we're familiar with it. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, Cheryl, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate your call. It's good to hear from homegirl. Have you got it someplace in there, Kathy? No rush. Cheryl will wait. Have you got it? Yeah, go ahead, play it. You don't have it yet? All right, we'll find it. We'll play it for Cheryl in a minute. Billy Bob is calling from Tennessee. Billy Bob?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Mike?
Billy Bob.
Yeah, man. I was playing a little music in the background.
What?
A little music in the background.
Well, you need to get rid of it, Billy Bob, and tell me why you called in, because it's blowing out our transmitter here.
I called to tell you, you know, I love you, man. You're a piece of good work. I'm up here in the middle of a redneck zone,
yeah.
And I'm probably the only last liberal left up here in Trade, Tennessee. We don't even have a stoplight up here. That's how bad it is. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you how much I hate Bush. I hate Bush.
Right. Damn.
I don't know how much I can get by on your radio show.
Not much. Not much, Billy Bob. We'll cut you off in a heartbeat.
Okay. Well, you know, I hate these guys, man.
I hate them too, pal.
Yeah, I went through Vietnam, and I've seen some crap that most people have never seen.
I hear you.
And I don't like what he's doing to our soldiers right now, because they're going to come back and get him. You know, you thought that stuff in Oklahoma was bad. You wait till some of these boys get back. There's going to be some problems here.
I'm afraid you may be right, Billy Bob.
Yes, I know I'm right.
You know, two words here, pal. Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, Timothy McVeigh. There's going to be 10, 15, 20, 30 of them guys coming back after this is over with. And I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I already know there's something going down bad for the Bush crime family.
Well, you know, I think we all agree, and we don't have to be social scientists, we don't have to read any studies, we can just use our damn common sense, that when young men, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24 years old, get involved in torture, get involved in tying people down where they have to defecate and urinate all over themselves, putting them in so-called stress positions, killing them, beating them to death, prisoners, people who are chained, people who can't fight back, when we allow or order our young men to do that, it makes them insane. And when they come back to this society, the first person that crosses them, they're going to pick up a weapon, or they're going to take that person into some dark room, or they're going to get explosives and they're going to blow up the building. This is what happens when you allow, teach, and encourage people to torture other human beings. Their own humanity disappears. They are no longer human themselves. And there's no way back from that. There's no way back. Do you understand what I'm saying there, Billy Bob?
Yes.
I'm sure you agree with me, too, right?
I know exactly what you're saying. That's what you're going to have to worry about.
Man in spades.
That's what's going to happen.
In spades. Billy Bob, thanks for checking in. Behave yourself. Watch out. Watch your back. I know where you live, pal. I know
that section. Yeah, man, I'm a gun-carrying liberal, too.
I know that section of Tennessee. You be careful. Take care, Billy Bob. Thanks for checking in. Our bureau chief at large who wanders around like Moses in the wilderness, Jerky, is calling in, this time from New England. Hey, Jerky, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, good evening.
How you doing?
Not too bad. There people who think it's wrong to compare this administration to the Nazi Party of 30s Germany, I think, don't understand the nature, history, and origins of the Nazi Party, and they would do well to go seek out information about that.
I second that comment. Oh, my God.
I think a lot of people view the rise of fascism in Europe as, for various reasons, as kind of a movement that was dominated by various cults of personality, like Mussolini and Hitler, of course, and
Franco.
Yeah, and Salazar in Portugal,
mm-hmm.
and many others that get kind of forgotten. But also, I think calling Stalin a leftist is a complete misreading of what happened there, but that's for another night, I think.
Yeah.
Trying to understand what's happened to the Democratic Party over the last few decades, it's not easy to grasp. With when you look at an earlier caller mentioned, Kerry's abject failure at the although you know he may well have had the election stolen from him. I personally believe that there was skullduggery in that respect, but still, the fact that he didn't mop up the floor with Bush is very troubling.
It is,
and
yes.
I think that. The core of that event was the fact that the military-industrial complex, which dithered a while after World War II, but eventually kind of took the Republican Party on as its very own party, is in control of not only the Republican Party but the nation as a whole, really, in a super political sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that ever since then, ever since kind of like the 60s when the super political elites kind of decided that this democracy thing was getting out of hand, and the Republicans the military-industrial intelligence complex more firmly sided with the Republicans, the Democratic Party has become kind of like a bonsai tree. You know, this little pathetic, shrunken thing constricted on all sides by an unaccountable power structure to which they have no high-level access, and this a structure that makes decisions over which they have no oversight or any real kind of oversight or control.
Right.
You know, it's like the bound foot of a Japanese courtesan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's completely useless for anything but ornamental purposes.
That image of a bonsai tree, that's a great image of the Democratic Party. Oh my God, it is.
They're completely boxed in, and they've been taken out of the equation quite literally, I think, and that's why, you know, we kind of and I know you gave up on them a long time ago. At least after the elections.
Jerky, hold on a second.
Yes,
let me hold you over the break because I want to hear what else you got to say. Stick around. This is for Cheryl. I sound like I'm doing love lines or something. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every time you smoke a cigarette, you're taking 7 to 11 minutes off your life. For the typical smoker, that can be as much as 10 years. You're nearly twice as likely to die of heart disease and almost 3 times more likely to die of cancer. By the age of 45, your lung function has already declined at 3 times the normal rate. If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smoke Away, a program specifically developed and designed to reduce your cravings and help you become smoke-free. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to help or your money back. Thousands have already found help with Smoke Away. Shouldn't you?
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952. Call toll-free. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952.
A
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? We'll learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Let's go back to Jerky, who is our bureau chief at large, this time calling in from New England. Now, where were we?
We were discussing the horrible state of the world, I think. But,
yeah, okay.
You know Thomas Hobbes, the philosopher?
Yes.
He had a word to describe society, and man, an individual human being, our lives are, he said, brutish and short, and you know, the law of the jungle and all that. But when men come, you know, we're just pink little, basically hairless monkeys alone. Mm-hmm. But when men come together and form, or people, not just men, come together to form a social compact, they become what Hobbes called Leviathan. It's like the society, he called it Leviathan. And that has kind of some ominous overtones to it, but he meant it in a value neutral sense. Mm-hmm. That it could be a good thing or a bad thing. And I think nowadays Leviathan is so huge that most of us don't even think about the fact that we're part of it anymore. We behave more like parasites. You know, we're like crabs that and we're not aware that the person we're riding has turned from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, you know?
Yeah, I agree. That Leviathan, I'm not that familiar with Hobbes. I have not done that much reading, sadly. where it concerns his philosophy. But that's excellent. As you talk about it, I think about the United States as Leviathan after World War II, immediately after World War II, with the liberation, the literal liberation, not this phony, fakey-ass liberation that Bush talks about, but the literal liberation of people from fascism, the rebuilding, the Marshall Plan. It was very short-lived. It was very quickly after Leviathan acted in a positive or charitable way, that we started to go insane with our subsequent proxy battles with the Soviet Union over the next 50 years. But there was a moment there when Leviathan actually was a good thing. So that's an excellent point, Jordan.
Eisenhower warned us. He did try to warn us, and
he did.
Exactly that, the military-industrial intelligence complex and this kind of establishment elite. But, and when you look at the world situation now, you think the people that run the United States, the people who control this Leviathan, they really didn't have anything to fear from Saddam Hussein.
No.
They don't have all that much to fear from Iran and from North Korea, these forces could never mount a serious challenge to their supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
If they made a move, we would destroy them. They wouldn't exist anymore. If North Korea lobbed a nuke at us, even if it fell halfway in the Pacific, North Korea would not exist within the next couple of hours. It would be a smoking glass heap. And the only power in the world right now that's capable of challenging, this new world order, if I can be so conspiratorial as to use that term, is the American voting public. And, that explains a lot of what's happening these days in America, where, these authoritarian war profiteers and these ideologues, these people who are paid by billionaires to write odes in their honor, came to power in the world's oldest and most robust democracy. That's the United States of America, and it's a horrible irony, but I think it might be their downfall eventually. Because I know, maybe things feel pessimistic right now, but I think their fear is an indicator that their actions are an indicator of their fear, and their fear is an indicator that it's possible to bring them down.
Well, I agree with you. I just hope that the means or the method necessary to bring them down is not some external force. What brought the Nazis down? Had there not been a massive resistance on the part of the Russian people to allow the Americans and the British to attack from the West? In other words, had there not been a pincer movement, had there not been outside forces, there was no movement within Germany to end the tyranny. And I wonder sometimes if there is a movement inside the United States that's strong enough to end the tyranny. And I don't wonder that from a pessimistic point of view. I continue to have somewhere deep inside of me, like you do, a guarded optimism. But I just wonder if there is still that internal vibrancy that you're talking about that made the United States at least put itself on the right track towards justice. We've been struggling with this since the framers put the whole damn place together. We've never really been a just society, but I think we have had our moments where we've been on that track. So I wonder if that strength is still there, Jerky. Does that make sense?
It does. I think winning the fight begins with guarded optimism. Guarded is the key word, but I think it begins with understanding at a deep level that the powers that be right now, for them, the enemy is us.
I hear you. Jerky, thanks. Always good to hear from you.
Thanks,
you're a good man. Take care. Good luck in your travels. Talk to you next time. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay, Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay, what we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight. And if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Your host for a Appiance-Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, as I always say.
Greetings there.
Hey.
Friend. You know, you were talking about Germany earlier. The build-up to the camps didn't happen overnight.
Right.
And I'm greatly afraid that we're on that road now. Nobody's locked up yet in the U.S., at least so far. But, you know, 25,000 people are going to be laid off from General Motors. Another, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands are going to be laid off from Ford. And here locally, the utility company is going to lay off a few people and outsource them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow death. And they're creating that, there's a name for it, and I'm not sure what it is, the victim becomes subservient and obligated to their...
Are you talking about the Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, I think that may be it.
Where people who are being oppressed start to identify with and have sympathy toward their oppressor.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, the Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, I knew it had a name, but I couldn't think of what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where they're leading us.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, this culture war that they're waging. And today in today's Chicago Tribune, Clarence Page had a column that said about Durbin. Durbin has apologized, but we still need to address the allegations of abuse at Gitmo. And if you'll permit me, just the last paragraph.
Go ahead.
Even Adolf Eichmann got a trial, said John McCain. Without trials, he said, the Guantanamo Detention Center is damaging our reputation worldwide and enhancing al-Qaeda recruitment efforts. That's what Durbin wanted to talk about before he was shouted down. It's still worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know...
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good point. This idea that even Eichmann got a trial. There have been countries on this planet, as you're well aware, Marge, who tried to adhere to principles of law and justice in as much of their dealings with the world and themselves as they could. I'm not suggesting that Israel or the United States or the UK, practice justice and law in all instances. God knows they don't. And these three, I think, are especially guilty, the UK, Israel, and the United States, because of all the nations on the planet, that have been the inheritors of all these years of Western European civilizing ideas, those three countries, to me, or the three, UK yeah. is not a country, but you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Those three, UK, US, and Israel, have, I think, my humble opinion, a massive obligation to follow the rule of law in so many instances now that is not being done by Israel, the U.S., yes. and the U.K.
The ironic part about it, you know, is this bunch has been touting so vehemently family values, family values. Dear God in heaven, locking somebody up for 3 years without having a lawyer, without having a trial, these are our family values that we have grown up with? I don't think so.
I hear you.
To quote a, you know, I'm wondering, you know, where is the outrage going to come from? To quote a line from AFI last night, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I hear you, Marge.
One last thought. They're doing a change, or it's reported to be, on CBS News.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Moonves, Les Moonves,
right.
is asking for opinion from the public on what they would like to see. The damn bloody news, Mr. Moonves.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Send him an email. Tell him what we want to hear.
You got it, sweetheart.
Take care, my dear.
Thank you, Marge. You do the same. You do the same. What? What, the statement about the UK, the US, and Israel having a special obligation? I stand by that. I absolutely stand by that. I don't have any problem with making that statement. When those three political entities, let's put it that way, when they fail in pursuing justice, when they fail in insisting on the rule of law, it is doubly egregious, triply, quadruply, if there is such a word. No, I stand by that. I absolutely stand by that. My producer is questioning me on that statement. UK, US, Israel. I'll stay with it. Okay, I know you're not challenging it. You're just I'll stand behind that statement. Mary is calling from Memphis. Mary, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mary?
Excellent. You know, I still have my Nazi ID that permitted me to cross from one checkpoint to the next.
Oh, my God.
And I was a pre-teenager at the time, and it's unreal how similar the times are. You know, we are laying the groundwork for a jackbooted police state, and I'm really surprised that our military, those that have gone to the war college, like our admirals and generals,
mm-hmm.
haven't had the foundations made for a junta or a coup d'etat, because this is not going to last. If you remember, the Prussians did it also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, absolutely. I've thought about that myself. At what point will there be a reaction from the highest levels of the U.S. military?
They're not getting the supplies. The people that are in purveyors, like Halliburton and
yeah.
all, they're getting, what, $1,000 a day? And in my opinion, while our grunts are over there losing their faculties, their arms, their legs, and what have you, are not even being compensated when they come back to this country for any of that, nor in many instances they don't even have a place for them in the VA hospitals. They get better treatment in Europe than they are in the United States at the European hospitals. Did you know that?
Yes, ma'am. I absolutely did. I have to ask.
German papers.
If you don't mind my asking you, you were a German citizen at the time of
Austrian
the...
Austrian citizen.
Austrian.
Yes.
And...
The Anschluss, which
right.
means the...
right, the taking of...
Or the... came March 13th, 1938. And nothing has been the same since. They threw people out of windows. It was a horrible situation. I was going to school at the time, and I was learning the English language over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen such a similarity as what we're having now.
That's so frightening. What sort of an identification card were you issued, Mary?
Well, it had to have the school, the picture, fingerprint, thumbprint, and all pertinent information. If I had any scars, my hair, the color of my mm-hmm. hair, my blue eyes, and all of that.
You had to show that to...
Every time you walked from one checkpoint to the next, and they had machine guns in and around those checkpoints, believe me. That was in the beautiful inner city of Vienna, occupied by the Nazis.
When did you, and I would assume your parents, leave and come to the United States?
Well, unfortunately, I was on one of those child, someone sponsored me as a student.
What was it called? The Kinder...
Yes.
I forget what it was called, but the German
Kinder Ausflug. Ausflug. Yeah.
And you went then. I guess you went to Great Britain.
No.
Or you came here.
I had a sponsor here in the United States that sponsored me, that was going to let me finish my education.
What about your parents?
They're no longer with me. Or with us.
Mm.
There were some of the victims of this wonderful regime that they're trying to propagate. My grandmother was too old to live.
I hear you. Mary, I hope you call in again.
You know who I am, don't you? Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, my mayonnaise lady from WLS days.
Yeah, well, have a good one. But
thanks, Mary.
I don't want to preoccupy your...
No, listen, always good. Always.
I think people need to know that
yes.
This is coming, and I really resent the fact that our American people haven't opened their eyes and think that we're a bunch of nutcases.
I hear you. Mary, thank you. I'll talk to you again. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
H-57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am, H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS Pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money-back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
800-337-0447.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418. But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
That's pretty harsh, Kathy. You ought to say each time you listen to right-wing talk radio, God melts a snowflake. I guess that'd be harsher. James, one of our regular correspondents from Kenosha, Wisconsin, writes in, Mike, in passing, Marge said no one has been locked up in America to the best of her knowledge, but in fact, Jose Padilla, an American citizen, has been locked up without charge for 3 years and 45 days. Yeah. I forgot that one, too. Isn't that so, typically, my reaction... I forgot that one, too. Isn't that so typically American? Remember, television is designed to make us forget everything. It's no excuse, but... And Star in Sacramento writes in, Dear Mike, listening as usual, to understand how fascism can take over a country, I'm reading Milton Myers' They Thought They Were Free, The Germans, 1933 to 1945. This book shows the psychological atmosphere that fascism flourished in and how it affected regular citizens. I recommend this book for more understanding of what is going on here in the USA. Yeah, I haven't read that, and Star is about the, I don't know, eighth or ninth person here in the past couple of months who's recommended it. They Thought They Were Free, The Germans, 1933 to 1945, and the author is Milton Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. We got to get that, Kathy. What I've got by the nightstand by the bed is Philip Roth's book, The Plot Against America, which is fiction, but... Thanks to our crew tonight, the program was engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, and our associate producer and the man who answers the phone calls up there is David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben in Illinois, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org. And if you're not familiar with that site, go to it. You'll find this program archived there and a score of other programs from Liberal Talk, some of which you cannot get on your radio, and you're lucky to get on the Internet, and Ben has them all there, so check it out. Mark Marshall in New York State is our webmaster. Thanks to Mark, and also to the people at MikeMalloy.com on the message board who do such a job of keeping that thing going. We do appreciate it. And, of course, our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Chris is calling from Texas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Chris. Yeah.
Wanted to talk a little bit about this smokescreen flying out of the House of Representatives on the flag.
Oh, God. Yeah, here we go again, right?
Yeah, if the Senate squeezes this one out, you know, I have never had any desire whatsoever to burn a flag. And
Until today, right?
Well, exactly. As soon as this one's illegal, they're going up on every street corner.
Well, sure.
You might as well burn them all because the country's gone.
Right.
I mean, you know, it is so ridiculous that a piece of cloth, that they're going to have to come up with a constitutional amendment over a piece of cloth.
Well, it'll never happen, and you know it as well as I know it. This is posturing by these right-wing vermin. And 77 Democrats voted along with this too. They're right wing vermin too. So anyone who voted for this, what they were voting for was an end to the protections of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And the sons of bitches know it. And I'm going to be like a television evangelist. I condemn them all to hell for doing it.
Well said, sir.
An attack on the First Amendment. That's all it is. But it's also to give these people the opportunity to go back for the reelection tirades and say, I voted to keep the flag clean and pure, and I'm a Christian. Right? Where'd our caller go? What happened? Oh, my God, just disappeared. Is that another cell phone caller? All right, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we lost the call. You know, Terry Schiavo's dead, so this is their new diversion. Don't you think that's part of it? The flag amendment. You know, you talk about just a tired, useless little exercise in anti-Americanism. These damn Republicans just trot this out every chance. What is this, the fifth or sixth time they've tried this since back in the 80s, back in the Reagan, the bad old Reagan days? Huh? God. Do we have time? Roger has called in from Rhode Island. He's been holding on forever. Roger, I hate to do this to you. You have about a minute.
Hey, Mike, a dollar to a donut that not one in a thousand people in this country knows what the colors of the flag signify.
Now, did we lose him, too? All right. We're having a problem with the phone system in New York City, so I apologize for that. What the colors of the flag signify, I have no idea. The red, white, and blue? Put me in that group. I have no idea. And I apologize to that last caller. He had held on for 2 hours and 34 minutes. Well, open your mic and say it. Don't say it in my headphones.
I'm just trying to remember myself, but something about possibly, now this is probably going to be the barber pole, but the wounded soldiers' bandages, the red and the white and the blue, I thought...
I think that is the barber pole.
Never mind. It's too late for me tonight. I'm sorry.
That's a good try, though, Kathy. I appreciate it. Somebody will email that to us. My apologies to the people who were cut off. It was us, not you. It's our phone system that occasionally gets gremlins in it. But thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight. Even you right-wing lurkers, I hope you learned something tonight. And I hope when you say your prayers tonight, you just pray until your forehead breaks out in beads of blood that you'll be forgiven for supporting the Republican Party. You're going to need every bit of forgiveness you can get your hands on. Trust me. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family.